No, I was just thinking though about Milky, and it reminds me of one thing that went on for a while. It was really just great fun. Jack Dupin, you remember him, the Red Garter. Well, they had a banjo band there, but and the place had quite a reputation. So, you know, Jack, he wasn't much of a musician, but he became a kind of a music entrepreneur, and people would come to him, you know, for to do things and form bands that weren't really down his, street, but he would do it anyway. And somehow he got a contract to furnish a 32-piece band for the 49ers. And this was at Kezar, and before Candlestick was built, and just a jazz band, but we played it in place at the in the end zone.
Uh-huh.
And the way he worked it was 16 people came an hour early, and 16 people came afterwards. But for an hour, the two bands were wow. together, and everybody you knew everybody in the jazz community was in that band, and it was more fun.